another kind of insect that bites you if you're not walking in high grass. And they, I understand they kind of bury themselves in your skin. I'm not talking about a tick now. These kind of make little tiny red
bugs. Red bugs, we call them.
Now, are they the same thing as a chigger?
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
All right, would you say that for me?
Yes, they're same as red bug.
A red bug is the same.
Same as a chigger.
Okay.
Right.
If you're walking along in the grass, you'll see a little insect jumping along in front of you. Sometimes it's green.
Grasshopper.
There's a kind of small fish used as bait. Little
minnow.
Inside your house, sometimes you'll find up around the ceiling this filmy sort of substance. You say, I got to get my broom and get that down.
Spider web.
All right. You call them spider webs if they're outside, too?
Yes.
Same thing? All right. Ever anyone call them cobwebs?
Cobwebs inside.
Mm-hmm. Are they the same thing?
I think it's all about the same.
Would both of them be made by insects?
They're both made by spiders.
I see. Do they ever call the ones that are outside a cobweb? You saw one on your porch. Would you ever refer to
on the porch. But if you see them out spun beneath, between trees or something like that, they're just called spider webs, I think. You don't call them cobwebs. I think where they get the cobwebs is that they kind of daub around or something. I wouldn't know. They kind of mess up your porch. I don't know.
When you say cobwebs, though,
you think as a spider's web, right. The same as a spider.
The part of a tree that goes underground are its
roots.
Do you remember any roots or herbs they used to use for medicines?
Yes, there's, they use the sassafras roots, you know, for medicine.
Did your mother ever make up any medicine for you all, or did you use the prescription?
No, we never did.
There is a kind of tree that has long white limbs and a white scaly bark.
Poplar, I suppose.
I'm literally thinking of another one. It's a very big tree and it has stickers on it. It's a sycamore. Do they ever have those?
Yeah, summer? That's sycamore tree. Sycamore.
Do you ever hear that called a buttonwood or a...
No.
Right. What are some of the common trees in this community?
Well, there's four or five different kind of oaks, and there's pines, and there's cedars, and...
And I learned the other day there are different kinds of pines.
Oh, yes. There are many different kinds of pines, and oaks and pines, and dogwoods.
What are the kinds of pines I'd like to...
Well, there's loblollies, and there's long leaves and short leaves, and there's a spruce pine, and...
I don't think I know what a loblolly pine is.
Well, the loblollies are those huge ones that grow real tall. That's the loblolly. That's the best wood you get from the loblollies.
It is?
Yeah. But those little short leaf pines, they are not much good. Ooh, I hope your car glass is up. That's the dust and out there where he's mowing.
Is yours?
Got enough, I guess.
Do you
want to
go out with him?
No.
Okay. What is a black pine?
Well, that's a pine that isn't very good. They try to keep the black pine cut out of the other pines.
Is it different still?
It's different from any of the others.
And Mrs. Kirvin said yesterday that a Georgia pine was different from all of these.
Yeah, and I guess it is. I don't know. She knows more about the pine trees than I do.
Oh, she really knows a lot about trees. You mentioned different kinds of oaks. What kind of oaks?
There's water oaks and there's evergreen oaks. Now, these little, like, that never, you know, they hold their leaves, you know. They shed, but they still keep green. That's that little oak, this huge one right out there.